a lot of practices, minhagim, regarding to what an avil can and can't do, especially during the Shiva, is brought up on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, regarding certain restrictions, Tashmish Shemitah, Tefillin, turning over the bed, the idea of Panim Chadashos, the intensity of the first 3 days, as opposed to the other parts of Shiva. So a lot of halachic ideas brought up here, and a lot of minhagim as well. So we'll look at the first Tosos we'll look at is Divar Maschil Eilu Dvarim She'Avil Asur Behen, and Tosos will go over different things that an Avil can't do, or things that are not mentioned here. So says Tosos, Divar Maschil Eilu Dvarim She'Avil Asur Behen, Hacha Lo Chashiv Dvarim She'Metuv Aleihen Kegon Kviyas Mita V'Tivas Arush. So here the Gemara is not listing things that are mitzvah upon them, like turning over the bed and covering their head. The Lo Chashiv El Miyei Dasur Behen Tefillin. But we're listing matters that are usher to him, such as tefillin. Right, Machlokas brought down in the Gemara for which days he does not put on tefillin. Is it just the first 2 days, first 3 days? V'shila shalom lo chashiv de'in ze koi meha avil. Damar kaman. We don't list shila shalom because that doesn't apply to all of avilos. Techbosas lo chashiv dave bichlal rechitza. And we don't list laundering here because that's included within rechitza, within bathing. Afagav, the le'el, I see trei kray le'rechitza techos. Even though on daf tesvav, there were two verses brought down, one for bathing and one for laundering as separate sources. Avahani, delo nogim kol hashivu alo. But these, that anything that does not apply for the entire week, we do not list over here. Lafuke, mipeirish ha-rebinu avram. Sheperish ha-rebinu shmo ha-yamater le'evel asos molacha achar gemoyom. And this is unlike the parish of Rabbi Avram, who explained that the Rabbeinu Shmuel allowed an avil to do malacha after 3 days. But we list the malacha something that can't be done the entire time. Why nowadays has the practice of wrapping one's head and turning over the bed been lost? Why don't we do that anymore? So Tosos gives two answers for the first, for the bed part of it. So Samchina Nahad Amrin B'Yushalmi, Achsanai eno chay bekfiya semita, the lo lemron chayreshu perish mechshav, kishuf, like the word kishuf. That the Yerushalmi says that a guest does not turn over his bed because we don't want him to think that he's doing witchcraft, that he's doing some type of black magic. And we live amongst non-Jews. And you have male and female slaves in the house who could, I guess, suspect us of doing such witchcraft. Okay, so the first answer maybe we can't relate to nowadays, but this answer is telling us that if you turn over your beds, it doesn't help because you could be on either side of the bed just comfortable. All right. I'm not sure if it's talking about the frame of the bed or the mattress. Sounds like it'd be talking about the mattress. Although if you turn over the frame of the bed, that would make a difference, obviously. But Tosa says either way that it's not nikaris. It's not recognized if you turn it over. The Ishla Handawid Kondi Simil Malakein Regalim. You have four poles, four legs on the bed. I guess if you turn it over, then it would still be a functional bed, assuming the poles are strong enough. Can I bring the command the dargish, which is like a small bed, in sarach lekvoso? You don't need to turn it over. And regarding the covering, the wrapping of the head, we don't do that anymore because it would cause laughter. It would cause people to look at us funny because that's what the Ishmaelim does, and no one does that anymore. Interesting that we're concerned about how we appear. Many other places, we do things that might look funny to other people, but we do so anyway. But anyway, that's what Tosfos says. Next, Tosfos. So, very famous halacha, and there's a lot of course, parallel here between Avelus and Tisha B'Av in terms of learning Torah. Learning Torah brings Simcha. So, someone who's in Avelus is not allowed to learn Torah, at least certain parts of Torah. So, says Tosfos, the Ramasal Vasar, the course of Torah. B'tshuvas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Zeknei, Kasav. Ki Rabbeinu Yaakov haya oser bimei avelo be'iov v'vikinos edvarim ha'ra'im shevi yirmiya. That Tosfos says, my grandfather, Rabbi Yitzchak, wrote in the name of Rabbeinu Yaakov, Rabbeinu Tam, that during avelos, he said you couldn't learn Io Vokinos, Echa, and things that were terrible in your Mia. Midilotani le Bishmaisim Kamo Tisha B'Av, Shiloi Tainus. As they were not taught in our sugya like they were taught regarding Tisha B'Av at the end of Tainus. So that sounds like we don't parallel Tisha B'Av and Avelos. However, in his old age, Rabbeinu Tam retracted on this. And he said that you could learn these things during Avelos. Yushalmi Amar Avel Shona B'Makom She'ena Ragil. And the Yushalmi says that you may learn a area that you don't normally learn, you're not familiar with. I believe this idea is also brought down in that Gemara in Tainus, that it says when you learn something that you're not familiar with, you don't know how to learn, it makes you feel a bit frustrated, it's not as enjoyable, and when you don't, you know, when it's hard for you to learn something, that that might be permitted to learn, because the geshmak you get out of learning is when you could understand it. Mashma Shoshona Kamobutishabav Sha'amar Parak Basar Tanis Avakorib Makam Shaino Ragil. And this is also like what we see in Tishabav, that it says in Tainus that you could learn in places where you don't normally learn. Vahaki Kamar Hasam Kol Mitzos Hanogos B'Evel Nogos B'Tishabav Asher Likros B'Torah Chule Avakorib Makam Shaino Ragil Avakorib Iyo Vikinos etc. And that seems to be what it says in Tainus, that all mitzos that apply to an Avel apply on Tishabav as well, that you can't learn. But you could learn in places that you don't normally learn, and also places such as Eov, Kinos, etc. Mashmal holder, Avel, Vetishabav, Shavin, Kedekamar Shami. So that sounds like what we said, that Avelos and Tishabav are Shava. They're very similar, they're parallel to each other. Miyu, Avel, Shonim, Makom, Sheino, Ragil, Mashma, Dahadafka, Shari, Velobi, Eov, Kinos, Amir. However, the way it reads here from the Yushami, that when it says that an Avel can learn in a place where he's not normally learn, it sounds like you're saying that an Avel can learn, but not to learn Eov, Kinos, Yirmi, etc. Umashevi Rabbi Yitzchak, Raya, Lasser, Midka Amar, Lael, Asher, Bedivre, Torah, Shenemar, Ha'anek, Dom, Umashma, Hakol. And that sounds like it's forbidden based on what was quoted from Rabbi Yitzchak above, that Divrei Torah is Asher to an Avel. And it says Ha'anek, Dom, to be silent. And this sounds like across the board that all words of Torah are forbidden. So, Ein nearly raya the lokamar el midvar ha mesamcho kedamar betainus v'shem shenemar pikudei Hashem yishar mesamcho leiv. But really, no. It seems like there's just things that bring you simcha are things that you have to avoid learning because of the pasuk pikudei Hashem yishar mesamcho leiv. V'teida dekul lav dafka daha kamar aser betzvilin shenemar peracha v'shalacha v'ein aser kol yimei aviv. And know that all of these halachos that we're talking about, it's they're not exact. How they're coming across here, like to say you can't learn at all, that's not exact either. Just as like when we say that you're not allowed to wear tefillin because of the pasuk of Perech Achar V'Shalacha, but really we know that tefillin is allowed at some points of Avelos, it's not usher the entire time.